Hello, everybody. This is Giovanni Baena, and I'm back with a podcast today. Hope everyone is doing well, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about chicken nugget. And you may wonder, what is chicken nugget? Chicken nugget is an accessible Twitter application that has been released by Christopher Toth, who was the developer of Quitter, and whose source code inside the cube still remains, and people still use it quite a bit. Now he has released a brand new application for Twitter called Chicken Nugget. And we're going to go ahead and demo this for you. And I hope that this recording is good levels and everybody enjoys it. Some of the things you can do with Chicken Nugget, you can obviously read your tweets, reply, direct message, all that good stuff. This program, you can get it from the following website, http://getaccessibleapps, capital G, capital A, capital A, getaccessibleapps.com/chicken_nugget. That's http://getaccessibleapps.com/chicken_nugget. NUGGET. The program itself is $15 to purchase. There is a 30-day trial which you can get, which you can try before you buy, that has no restrictions. The program will run as if it's activated for 30 days before you have to activate it. Let's go ahead and launch the program.
Seatly Chicken Nugget. Chicken Nugget timeline tab. Homeless view. Cure cheers, RT Garmelody, afternoon, pick me up with a bestie, Ruthless, thank you, cure, HTTP, KRG, BZ1, LRK, Leah, 2:25:20 PM, spread the stack, 771 of 771, homeless view, cure cheers, RT Garmelody.
Now, because I have already authorized my Twitter account, with Chicken Nugget, I am immediately brought to all my tweets. But if this is the first time you launch this program, couple things may happen. If you are just downloading it, for the first time, you will get the activation dialog, which allows you to activate it if you have purchased it, or allows you to start the 30-day trial. So, because I've got this activated and working, we will now move on to the next step. The next thing that will happen is you will get this dialogue.
Accounts dialogue, accounts list view, GS1228.
So this is your starting point. The accounts dialogue will pop up, and when you first start the program, the accounts list will be blank. So,
switch to add existing Twitter account button.
You can tab to the add existing Twitter account button.
Remove account button. Create a new Twitter account button.
And because I have accounts in this list, obviously I have the remove account button, switch to account button, as well as
close button.
The close button.
Create a new Twitter account button. Remove add existing Twitter account button.
If you want to add an existing Twitter account, you would press enter on this button. Your default web browser will open, and you will be able to then authorize it to use it. If you do not have a Twitter account, there is a Get a Twitter account button. I believe it's called
Remove, create a new Twitter account button.
Create a new Twitter account, and then you will be taken to the website to create a new Twitter account. So once you have add existing Twitter account, once you've done that, once you have given Twitter your username and your password and click authorize app, which is a standard form on the web, you just fill out your Twitter name and password and you click authorize app. And then Chicken Nugget, once it's authorized.
Homeless you, cure cheers, RT Gar Melody, afternoon, pick me up with a bestie, Ruthla, thank you, cure HTTP KRG, easy one LRK, we 2520 PM, spread the stat, 771 of 771.
You will land on your time, and in the main Chicken Nugget window, which I am currently at. Once you authorize Chicken Nugget, you might want to wait a few seconds, about 30 seconds or so, while it grabs all your tweets, and then you can start using the application. So this is basically a multi-page type of layout. There are different tabs, and each tab has different types of tweets. So I'm going to tab around until I get to the tabs and show you what we have.
Direct messages list, favorites list, timelines tab.
Okay, so I've basically tabbed around. So I'm in the timelines tab now. And the timelines tab has
mentions list view, one of GS.
Your mentions. And of course, once I was at my timelines tab, all I did was just press the tab key to move between each timelines in each tab. So it's my home, my mentions,
home list view, cure.
My home tweets,
direct messages, favorites list view, direct messages list view.
So all I'm doing is tabbing. You have your direct, your let's go back just to
home, met timelines tab.
Okay, so I'm back here and I'm gonna tab.
Mentions list view, one of GS bell 28 okay, that is early.
Your mentions are here, so I'm gonna tab again.
Home list view, pure cheers, RT Garmin.
Your home timeline, which are all your tweets from all the people you follow.
Direct messages list views.
Your direct messages.
Favorites list views, 0 items.
Your favorites. These are tweets that you have favorited. I don't have any, so this list is empty.
Timelines tab.
And now we're back to the timelines tab. Let's right arrow.
Search tab.
The search tab allows you to search for particular users or for, you know, just do a regular Twitter search that you're used to on the cube where you would search for a term and such.
Search for a minute.
So I press tab, and the first thing you land is in the search edit, which you can type a hashtag, or you can type for a user. You can type a person's name to search for. And then if we tab again,
search type tweets radio button checked, 1 of 2.
This is the switch type. The search type, I'm sorry, the search type that you want to perform. So the first option is tweets, which will do a regular Twitter search. And if we go down one more,
search type users radio button checked, 2 of 2.
This is the users. This is where you will do a search for a user instead of tweets. So depending on what you want to search for, you will make this choice. 9 times out of 10, you will probably choose the first option.
Search type tweets radio button checked, 1 of 2.
If you want to do a Twitter search, but if you're going to do a user search, you would
search tab.
You would go to the search tab.
Search for a minute.
You would type in the search term.
Search type tweets radio button checked, 1 of 2.
And then depending on what you want to search for, you would select whichever option works best. So that is the search tab.
Search button.
And there, of course, there is the search button right past the search edit box. I'm sorry, right past the your selection, whether you want to search for users or tweets. You can also press enter from the search edit box to commence your search.
Search tab.
And now we're back to the tabs.
List tab.
Your lists. These are all the lists, all the goodies of lists, all your list timelines that you're subscribed to, or your own list will be here. I press tab, but because of me not having any lists, there is nothing to see here. But as in the other tabs, you will see your list timelines, and you will tab between each timeline.
Relationships tab.
Now I'm in the relationships tab, and there's a couple timelines here, so let's tab.
Friend list view, Sunny Roger. Relation, friend list view, Sunny Roger, Roger, Sunny, friends and follower, 40 of 40.
Your friends list, let's tab again.
Followers list view, another 8 of 0, 9 friends and follower, 46 of 48.
Your followers list, people who are following you.
Block list view, Cincha Yamlet, MP Cincha Yamlet, 521 of 522.
And your block list. So your relationships tab has your followers, friends, and your block list.
Relationships tab.
And now we're back around to the tab, so let's right arrow.
Popular tab.
Popular. There is two timelines here. Let's tab over.
Favorite list view, 0 items.
These are tweets that you have posted that people have favorited. They will be in this list. Let's tab again.
Retweeted list view, GOP accessible access, love it, so glad I bought it, November 25th, 2013 to 25:17 PM, chicken nugget, 89 of 89, GOP accessible access, love it, so glad I bought it, November 25th, 2013 to 25:17 PM, chicken nugget.
And these are the tweets that people have retweeted. These are your tweets that have been retweeted by others. So this is the popular tab. And what you're hearing is just sounds indicating tweets have come in. This is what you're hearing. Chicken Nugget does have sound packs, and you create them in the same sort of fashion as you used to with the cube/quitter, except that there is a lot more sounds, because Chicken Nugget has sounds when someone starts following you, when someone favorites your tweet, etc., etc., and quite a bit of other sounds. So, let's tab again.
Popular tab.
Popular tab.
User timelines tab.
Your user timelines. This is where if you pull up any individual timeline from a user, they will be here as well. And of course, you could tab over and you will see them.
Sent tab.
Your sent tab has two timelines.
Sent tweets list view.
Your sent tweets, and then we'll tab one more time.
Sent direct messages list view.
Your sent direct messages. Your sent tab has your sent direct messages and sent tweets.
Sent tab. Events tab.
And now we're at the events tab. The events timeline.
Events list view, January 11th, 2014, 9:21:35 PM, GOP blocked, 7 of 7.
The events timeline is a timeline that displays a certain events on Twitter, like when someone starts following you, when someone favorites your tweet, etc. Things of that nature. I think there's a bug. It's not reading the events timeline properly. I have reported this. Hopefully, it will be fixed in the upcoming version. But this is what the events timeline is. As I said, as of this recording, it's not currently reading as it should, but by the time you hear this recording, depending on when it gets posted online, you may already have this issue resolved. So, just wanted to let you guys know on that. So let's tab.
Events tab.
And we have reached the end, there's no more tabs here. Let's go back to the home timeline.
Sent tab, users, populars, relations, list tab, search tab, timelines tab.
Okay, and then
mentioned list view, wanna TS spell 2800, okay, editor leave, 2:21:30 PM, the cube, 299 of 299.
Your your mentions timeline, and of course with the the way it works is you can just use your up and down arrows to read your tweets and things like that. I should mention that the newest tweets will be at the bottom instead of at the top. So you will, as you're going through your timeline, you will be reading down as you're reading like a book or per se, or if you're reading a web page, you will go down to see newer things. So let's tap.
Homeless you, pure cheers, RT Carmelody, afternoon, pick me up with a bestie, Ritla, thank you, pure HTTKRG, BZ1LRK, Leafu, 2520 PM, spread the stack, 771 of 773.
And if I down arrow?
The link of Britney don't advance, but one peck of a season it has been, Panthers fan for life, 302.53 PM, the cube. The Lint of Brit RT had a crowd of my Panthers, it's been a fun year, can't wait till next year, keep pounding, 307.47 PM, the cube.
And as you can tell, it's football season, so now people are tweeting about football and retweeting things about football. So I'm just simply all I was doing is arrowing down through my timeline. And there is nothing newer, so there's nothing else to read. A couple of things you can do on tweets, and I'm gonna go through things you can do. If you just press enter on a tweet, what happens is you get the tweet details dialog. So let's see if I press enter here.
Tweet details dialog. Text read only edit.
And you will see the text in a little dialog.
Proud of my Panthers, it's been a fun year. Can't wait till next year. Keep pounding. Proud of my Panthers, it's been a fun year. Can't wait till next year. Keep pounding.
So you can basically see the tweet in a little edit box. So you can in a little read only box. So you can read with your reading.
XGNIDNUOPTOUNDI.
So as you can see, you can just read the tweet as you would normally in a read-only box. And if you're tab, we have other options.
Retweet count, read-only edit, 1.
And you can see how many times this tweet has been retweeted.
Favorite count, read-only edit, 0. Reply button.
And you can reply to this tweet from here.
Retweet button.
You can retweet it.
Retweet with comment button.
You can retweet with comment.
Favorite tweet button.
You can favorite it.
Translate tweet button.
You can translate it.
Copy button.
And this will copy it to your clipboard. This will copy it. Copy the current tweet to the clipboard.
User details button.
And this will bring up another dialog of the user details. This is the user details dialog, which I'll talk about later on.
Close button.
And the close button.
Homeless view, the link of Brit RT had a crowd of my Panthers, it's been a fun year, can't wait till next year, keep pounding, 307.47 PM, the cube, 773 of 773.
And I have returned back to my main timelines. You can also press the applications key on a tweet.
Context menu, reply, control R.
You can reply, and as you hear, you can just simply press control R from here, and it will reply.
Reply to all, control shift R.
You can do a reply to all.
Retweet, control shift T.
You can do a retweet.
Retweet with comment, control shift C. Favorite. Delete, control delete. Edit tweet, control E.
Some of these will only work on your own tweets. For instance, you can't edit someone else's tweet. You can't delete someone else's tweet, etc.
View conversation, control shift V.
And this is the view conversation.
View expanded text.
View expanded text. Chicken Nugget has the ability to post long tweets, which I'll talk about in just a little bit later on.
The link of RT header text. Browse of my cat. Browse the link and tweet details.
Tweet details. And this is the tweet details dialog that we just pressed enter on.
Browse the link, control B. Translate tweet. Locate tweet. Audio sub menu. Reply, control R.
And we're back around. So there's just a couple things you can do. Couple things you can do on... by hitting the applications key. Of course, you can hit Control R to reply. If you want to direct message the current user, you do Control D for direct message. Control Shift T will retweet it. Control Shift T and Control Shift T will retweet. Control Shift C will retweet with comment. So some of the things you can do on is you're going through tweets.
J. Kirby Flores RTXL leadership. If you're in the ministry but you don't love the people, you're deceived. The people are the ministry. Bill Mount Mac HTTPT. Kokazi GNW. Let's Guy 314.42 PM. Twitter for Mac.
And I got another tweet. So if I wanted to retweet this, I could do that by pressing Control Shift T, etc. So just some of the things you can do by hitting the applications key. Let's take a look at the menu bar. We have a couple things we can do with the menu bar, so let's go ahead and take a look at it.
Menu bar, application.
The application bar, the application menu has a couple of options.
Menu, application menu, switch account.
You can switch account, which will bring up the accounts dialog. You could just arrow through the list that you want of your accounts you have authorized and press enter, and it will switch.
Manage list.
You can manage your list, which will you can this will bring up the list dialog, which you can add and remove lists. Pretty self-explanatory there.
Update profile.
You can update your profile.
Audio settings.
The audio settings dialog. There's a couple of things you can do in here, and let's go in here and show you.
Leaving menus, audio settings dialog, volume up, down slider, 0%.
You can turn down the volume on tweets. I'm sorry, you can turn down the volume.
Mute checkbox not checked.
You can mute it.
Output audio device combo box, default 1 of 3. Input audio device combo box, default 1 of 4. OK button, cast volume up, down slider, 0%.
Okay, that's, it should say 100. I'm not sure why it said 0, but it's, this is how loud your this is how loud Chicken Nugget will play its sounds.
New checkbox not checked.
If you want to just have Chicken Nugget running and not hear any sounds, you can check this checkbox and it will just globally mute it so that it won't play any sounds. And of course,
output audio device combo box, default 1 of 3.
You can change your output device, which if you're gonna use a different mic to record audio.
Input audio device combo box, default 1 of 4.
Or you can input, so you can change your different audio devices if you have different sound cards. So you can send Chicken Nugget, let's say if you have a movie, you can switch Chicken Nugget to your headset so that you're not interrupting, or etc., things like that.
Okay button.
And then of course you have your okay button. I'm just gonna hit cancel because I don't want to change anything here.
Home list view, J Kirby Force RT Excel leaders.
Let's go back to the menu bar.
Menu bar, menu, manage list, update pro, audio settings, options.
And I am gonna take you through the options dialog.
Leaving menus, home list view, J Kirby Force RT Excel leadership. If you're in the ministry but you don't love the people, you're deceived. The people are the ministry. Belmont Hack HTTPT, Kokazi GNW, Next Guy 3:14:42 PM, Twitter for Mac, 774 of 774. Options dialog, sound pack combo box, if you're Fukuru, 3 of 3.
And of course there's sound packs you can add. I'm not gonna go through the making process. If you're familiar with making sound packs for the Cube / Quitter, the same procedure is implied. Just make sure you add all the sounds. Let's tab again.
Name style, real name, radio button checked. 1 of 2.
You can also change it so that Chicken Nugget will read, will display the tweets by their username instead of their display name. This can be handy if somebody has changed their display name to something funky, and you have no idea who they are. You can switch Chicken Nugget to read your tweets by their display name. I'm sorry, by the username.
Sync position with tweet marker checkbox checked.
The sync position with tweet marker. Chicken Nugget has a feature that allows you to sync your place with tweet marker, which is a server basically that allows you to sync your place so that you don't lose your place. It's kind of like it's tweet marker. It's a marker where, you know, you can keep your place. So if I, for instance, close Chicken Nugget, reopen it, it will remember where I was. So my advice is you should check this box. It's not checked by default, but if you want Chicken Nugget to keep your place and your timelines and things, you might want to check this box. If that's not important to you, then by all means, don't check it. It's not required for it to work. But the nice thing about tweet marker is that for those of you that use Android devices or iOS devices, a lot of Twitter clients also have tweet marker support. And what happens is then you can kind of sync your place between all your devices. So you can read where you're left off, whichever place you are on Chicken Nugget or on your phone. You can basically read where you left off, whichever device. So it's kind of handy. I like it myself because I can read where I left off no matter what device I grab my phone or the computer or even my iPad. I use Tweetlist on the phone, and that has TweetMarker. And Twitterific on the iPad. Twitterific also has TweetMarker support. So a lot of apps have TweetMarker support. So this makes this feature really, really nice.
OK button.
And of course, we have our OK button. And our cancel button.
Cancel button. Home list view. J. Kirby.
I've just hit escape because I didn't change anything.
Menu bar. Map update audio. Ops. Edit keystrokes. Control K.
Edit keystrokes. Let's go into this dialogue.
Leaving menus. Keystroke editor dialogue. Keystrokes list view. Exit control. Win Q exits the application. 1 of 30.
Now, Chicken Nugget has the ability, like in Quitter and the Cube, to run without any window being displayed, which means you can use your old style of keystrokes to view your tweets, reply, retweet, and a lot of other useful things you can do. So, if you don't want to have this window in your way, or if you prefer the old way of reading tweets with Quitter, there is that option. You can hide the window, and you can just use your global keystrokes to read your tweets and go about your business. The keystroke editor, of course, allows you to edit your keystrokes. So, but if you don't like the defaults, which I have made some adjustments, you can edit the keystrokes to your liking. So let's just take a look through this list, see what we have.
Exit control window exits the application.
Exit the queue. Exit control windows queue. Exit it.
Compose reply control window reply publicly to the center of the tweet which you are currently focused on. Stop audio control window stop any currently playing audio. Compose tweet control window T create and post your tweet.
Yep.
Focus main window control window W hide or show the main window.
Yep. So there you go. You can hide or show the main window by control windows W.
Next tab control win alt right moves to the first timeline of the next tab. Interact control win return performs the most appropriate action on the currently selected tweet, such as playing audio or opening a browser. Pick account control win brings up the account manager dialog. Browse the link control win B if the currently selected tweet has one link and it opens the browser with that link, otherwise allows you to select a link to browse to. View conversation control win C view the conversation including any tweets which the selected tweet is replied to and then view conversation control win C view the conversation. Compose DM control win D send a direct message which is private to the currently selected edit tweet control win E edit a tweet by deleting and reposting it with different content. User details control win shift U shows details for a user such as screen name and relationship status. Retweet control win shift T retweets the currently selected tweet so that your followers can see it. Previous tab control win alt left moves to the first timeline of the tweet. Reply to all control win shift R reply to this tweet details control win shift D none. Copy the clipboard control win shift C none.
So as you see, you have the, I'm not going to go show you to each, but you can look at this yourself. And then if you tab,
edit button,
you can edit it.
Okay button.
Or you can just leave it alone.
Cancel button.
So you can all explore this on your own and show you and edit or change keystrokes to your will. So I'm gonna hit escape.
Home list view. J. Menu bar. Update audio setting options. Edit keys. Set font. J. Kirby for application menu. Hide show. Set font. Hide show. Set font.
Set font option is if you have some vision, you can set your different fonts and make your fonts bigger and such.
Hide show main window control with W.
And of course there is a hide show main window here in the menu.
Import Twitter archive.
You can import your Twitter archive from, if you get it from your Twitter page, you can import it and see everything you have posted since you started your Twitter account, which is kind of interesting.
Exit.
And of course you can exit.
Switch account. Manage list.
We're back to the top, so let's hit escape.
Menu bar, application, compose.
Compose, you can, there's two things.
Menu, compose menu, tweet, control T. Direct message, control T. Tweet, control T.
Okay, so that's your compose menu.
Menu bar, compose, tweet.
Your tweet menu, these are options that you have for the currently focused tweet you are in. And so let's go in here.
Menu, tweet menu, reply, control R.
You can reply.
Reply to all, control shift R. Retweet, control shift T. Retweet with comment, control shift C. Favorite. Delete, control delete. Edit tweet control view conversation can view expanded text on the tweet details. Browse the link control B on translate tweet. Locate tweet unavailable. Audio sub menu. Reply control R.
So as you see, you have options, and these will perform actions on the currently tweet you're focused on.
Menu bar tweet user.
User menu, and these options will perform. These selections will perform options on the currently selected user, which is it could be a tweet. So if you're selected on, let's say. one of my tweets, then if you go to this menu, you will have options referring to me. Let's go down.
Menu, user menu, details.
You can bring up the user details dialog, which will display more info, like their bio and things like that.
Follow.
You can follow a user.
Show public list.
You can show their public list.
Add to list.
You can add to a list.
Remove from list.
You can remove a person from a list.
Unfollow.
You can unfollow.
Block.
You can block.
Unblock.
Unblock.
Report a spam.
Report a spam.
User timeline control U.
You can bring up their user timeline.
List followers.
You can list their followers.
List friends.
List their friends.
Display favorites.
Display their favorites.
View timeline on Twitter.
You can view their timeline on Twitter. And what this means is this will open up your web browser and show you their timeline on the web.
Details.
And we're back up. So let's hit a
skip. Menu bar, user.
So that's the user menu.
Timeline.
And these are options for whichever timeline you're on, like your home timeline, your mentions timeline, your direct messages timeline. So whatever timeline you're focused on, you can go to the timeline menu and do one of these options here. Let's go have a look.
Menu, timeline, menu, mute timeline.
You can mute it, and what this will do is this will mute it from playing any sounds. So if a new tweet comes in, if you have your home timeline muted, which I sometimes do, then if new tweets come in, then you will not hear any sounds.
Auto read timeline.
If you press enter here, it will check it, and what will happen is once a new tweet comes in, it will automatically read it to you, depending on your screen reader you're using, JAWS, NVDA, System Access, Window Eyes, etc.
Edit templates.
You can edit your templates, so if you like to change how tweets are read, sort of like in the Cube and Quitter, you can change your templates around so that they read differently. For this, my advice to you is to go read the documentation and check it out. And for more details on this feature.
Persist across restarts unavailable. Dismiss timeline unavailable.
Some of these options aren't unavailable.
Fetch previous.
This fetch previous option for those of you that like to get older tweets, because Chicken Nugget by default will only get 200 tweets, but if you want to get more, you just go here to the timeline menu and go to fetch previous.
Find, control F.
You can do a search.
Find next F3 unavailable. Find previous shift F3 new timeline. Auto read timeline.
You can do a find, which the find will bring up like a search edit box where you can search for different, you know, so if you want to search for someone, for something that you can, that you've lost, like a link or something, you can bring up this search and you can do a search through your tweets that you have stored here.
Edit templates. Menu bar, timeline, help.
The help menu.
Menu, help menu, Chicken Nugget documentation F1.
My advice to you is to go in here and read this documentation, because I am not covering everything. So make sure you read this documentation. It goes into depth with more stuff. So please, don't just base your knowledge on Chicken Nugget by what I'm telling you. Please, I'm not going to stress this. I can't stress this enough. Read the documentation and get yourself familiar with a lot of other stuff that's available within this client.
About Chicken Nugget.
And of course, the About dialog will display what version you're running, which is helpful if you're reporting a bug to them. They'll want to know what version you're running, etc., etc. So that's it, folks.
Menu bar, help. Leaving menus, home list.
That's pretty much it. So what I'm going to do now, just to before I finish this podcast, is I'm going to just hide the Chicken Nugget window to show you.
Hide desktop folder view list view Chicken Nugget 5025.
That the window is gone, and your more familiar keystrokes that you used to be familiar with in the old days with Quitter and stuff are still familiar. I'm going to do Control Windows right arrow.
Direct messages, favorites, friends, followers, blocked, favorited, retweeted.
I'm just doing Control Windows right arrow.
Send tweets, send direct messages.
And I can do Control Windows left arrow.
Send tweets, retweeted, favorited, blocked, followers, friends, favorites, direct messages, home.
And of course, you know, you have your Control Windows up and down arrow will move you through different tweets, through all your tweets. And remember that your newest tweets are at the bottom, not at the top. So if you want to read newer tweets, you press Control Windows down arrow.
Stephanie P. Well, after a good service at church, it feels great to come home and change into comfortable sweats. Now for a tasty lunch. Yay, smiley, big smiley, 3:24:18 p.m. from Tweetlist Pro. Stephanie P. Well, Stephanie P. Well, Stephanie P. Well,
and just like on the Cube Quitter, if you're at the bottom of your timelines,
Stephanie.
It will play a sound. And of course,
direct Stephanie home. Stephanie P. Well, after a good service at church, it feels great to come home and change into comfortable sweats. Now for a tasty lunch. Yay, smiley, big smiley, 3:24:18 p.m. from Tweetlist Pro.
And your, a lot of your default keystrokes, like I'm going to reply.
Reply 132 of 140 dialogue, text, edit.
And of course, you can just type your words of wisdom. And press enter to send your tweet. But before you send your tweet, I'm going to show you that there's other options here.
Post more than 140 characters, checkbox not checked.
If you want to post more than 140 characters, you check this box and then you type away as you want. And it will just post it as a long tweet. It uses the Twisher service. But I'm not going to do that. So let's just tab.
Attach image button.
If you want to attach an image, like a picture, you can do that from the and this also works from the new tweet dialog. I'll show you this in a minute too.
Attach audio button.
You can attach audio.
Send button.
And of course you can send. I'm gonna go ahead and send it.
Desktop folder view list view chicken nuggets 5:25.
So that's your reply dialog.
Tweet 140 of 140 dialogue.
Control Windows T is for a new tweet. And you just type your words of wisdom and you have the same options here.
Post more than 140 characters, checkbox not attach image, but attach audio, cancel button, text, edit.
So that's that. Control Windows D is for a direct message. Control Windows R is for reply. Control Windows T is for new tweet. Control Windows E will let you edit a tweet you have posted. If you tweet something and notice that you have broken it, instead of retyping your whole tweet, press Control Windows E on the tweet you have tweeted, edit what you wanted to say, press enter, and it will get reposted. And what it will do, it'll delete what you have posted before and repost it with the new content. So that's editing tweets, which is kind of nice because you can always edit your tweets. And of course, if people delete tweets, they will also get deleted from your end as well. So if someone deletes a tweet, it will disappear. If you delete one of your tweets, it'll also disappear. So it's kind of nice. There are more keystrokes. More global keystrokes which you can perform without bringing the window up. And I would encourage you to go to the keystroke manager and familiarize yourself with these global keystrokes. And also, do read the documentation that comes with it, to really go through and maybe there's things that I didn't cover that are covered in the documentation. I just wanted to show you that you can, of course, like I said, use it without the window and etc. So just make sure you read the documentation and look at the keystrokes, the keystroke manager in the application menu bar of the main window. All right, folks, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of Chicken Nugget, and enjoy this podcast. Feel free to get in touch. I'll be looking at comments, etc. All right, thank you very much, and enjoy.